Hi, doggy pie. Hi, doggy.
Right, let's give this a try.
Doggy, 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 doggy. I don't know why this dog loves me so much, but it does. Oh
Fish,
my
how can I
god.
help you?
Hi, is Mark there?
I'm sorry, who?
Mark?
Mark?
Yeah.
Oh my
You're the one I
god,
called the
dude.
other store, and I have that number. He works at our other location.
Oh, okay. What's the number?
The number is.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Why are
You're
you
welcome.
calling him?
What? I wasn't.
Why
I
are
called
you
the wrong
calling
store,
Mark?
and they gave me the right store, so it's gonna be all right.
Why are you calling him? Stop it, please. Don't call him. Leave him alone.
Allport Fresh Seafood Market and Grill, Granny.
Hey, can I speak to Mark,
I'm
please?
gonna hang up.
This is
I'm
Mark.
gonna hang up.
Hi, is this Mark Varrels?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mark. I'm just calling because I know your girlfriend, Clarissa. I just need to let you know that she's at another guy's house having sex with him right now.
Okay.
Yep. She also, basically, what she does is she goes on this forum online and gives out photos of herself naked and talks about how you're too poor for her and that you have too small of a penis, but then she'll get very angry if anybody like makes jokes about you. So she's basically as mental as anything, and I just think you should know this.
Okay, I appreciate the information.
That's all right. Is there anything else you want to know? I can send you links to videos of her fingering herself while she's on her period and other such disgusting things.
No, that won't be necessary, but, one second, let me put you on hold real quick.
Alright.
That's 0.94.
Is
that okay?
Hello.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You know, I'm a little disturbed and concerned by this phone call. May
I
ask who you are?
Yeah, my name is John. I talked to her online, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you seem like a pretty decent guy, and I don't think she's an evil person or anything like that. I just think she's a really messed up person. So
yeah, and you know, I just recently broke up with her about, I'd say, less than 2 days ago, 3 days
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and she...
So I'm concerned with these posts. Are these posted in the last couple of days? Or is this something that's been posted for a long time?
This is for a long time she's been doing this kind of stuff.
And has this been any recent in the last, let me say, 2 weeks now, 3 weeks now?
Well, I mean, she's told everybody about what happened to her at the strip club and everything like that. And she also talked about how you broke up with her, and then how she went back to you and basically seduced you and whatever, and how and that kind of stuff. And basically, once people started calling her out on it, that's when she said, oh, "Okay, well, now I'm just going to go and run off and go with this other guy now." She's with some guy called Ed at the moment.
Yeah,
so,
and I don't care.
Good.
I've kind of moved on. I'm moved on. I'm done.
Good. I'm glad, dude. Because I'm just like I'm not trying to be a dick or anything. I just wanted to let you know. Like, I don't want you.
No,
to...
No. And here's a concern of mine. I mean, how do you know where I work? I don't know you at all, bro. And to be honest with you, I mean, I'm a little.
To be honest
you
with
know,
you, she showed me your Facebook at one point because she wanted to show me what you looked like. And you're standing in front of one of the fish market signs. That's how I know. And she's always talked about what you do for a living.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what is as far as posting? And I mean, cause, I mean, it's hard for me to believe that you're just some guy that's kind of, you know, looking out for somebody you don't even know.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm also doing it because I don't really like her, so I want to sort of stick it to her as well.
Okay. Do you know her in real life?
No.
Have you ever met her?
No, only online. Okay. Dude, I'm Australian. I don't live in America.
See, yeah, and you're calling me long distance just to tell me about this? I mean,
yeah.
Come on, man. Anybody in their right mind would be a little taken aback that you've been able to contact me and tell me, especially
I'm sorry, but your background for your Facebook is you standing in front of a sign for fish markets, and she refers to you as the fishmonger. That's how she talks about you online, and always talks about that's your job. So, like, put two and two together, it wasn't hard to work out.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Now, if I were to text her, and this would mean nothing to you, right? If I were to text her and tell her that you had called me up and told me about this kind of stuff, confronting her about some of the things that had been said, how is that going to affect you?
That's not going to affect me at all. She's currently sending me 1,000 messages begging me to stop talking to you because I told her I'm calling them up right now to tell them that because in her mind it's okay to just run off and not call quits with someone and make it clear what things are and to lie to people. So I said, well, I'm going to call them up right now. And so, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it's, you know, and, you know, this is good evidence that, you know, I made the right choice because I've had a concern about these internet forums for quite some time. And I mean, I know not to disrespect to you if you're still involved in those, but I find it a very big social issue and a huge kind of a plague in a sense that people can go online voicing their opinions like this about people's lives. And you know, and
right.
For her sake, you know, her going on these forums, I've had a huge issue with that. I've told her she needs to stop doing it. I don't know, understand why you still like to do it. And this and that. Obviously, in this last few weeks, of course, she's forumming, I should say, and trolling like a bad habit, which it is. And you know, so herein lies this situation right here.
Right.
So.
Well, I think her issues go a lot deeper than just internet forums. I think it's just sort of part of who she is.
Obviously it's double life.
Yeah, and her exactly, and it was her upbringing or lack thereof, and all that feeds into it. And I mean, you know, you seem like a nice guy. The only advice I would have for you is don't date strippers because there's a reason that they're strippers.
Yes. No, and I've already, as far as the situation goes, it was the end, and I was already absolved of the situation when the first incident happened. And of course,
right.
I was stupid enough to go back, and I've always kind of wanted to kind of get out in a sense, but at the same time, you know, you thought you would change, and that didn't happen. So, you know, just got to kind of move on a little bit, and I realized nothing was going to change, and then, you know,
literally
2 days ago, and you're literally calling me up today, and I'm just like, okay, what the fuck? Okay, how's the situation? You know, because I don't know about this stuff. I'm not on the forums and stuff. I'm not. I do internet stuff, but I'm stuck strictly to YouTube and emails and you know shopping stuff, and that's it. You know, so it's my internet browsing is very innocent, you know, in a sense, and it's a you know, that kind of thing is pretty disturbing to me.
Yeah, but I think you'll be all right. You sound like a really good sort of dude, and you know, you're not a bad looking guy. You'll find another guy, a girl. Sorry, you'll be fine.
Oh, I know that. I'm not worried about that. Since as far as my emotional integrity, it's just this situation, and it's disturbing because I don't know how long is this gonna go. I mean, she said that she was kind of okay with everything and done, and obviously, she's gonna be posting stuff hereafter, and I just like I don't understand that. I don't want. I don't. You know. I don't want my business to be public, and it's disturbing that you're even in on this little debacle of mine.
In her defense, she's got a habit of like, the only reason that your information is public is because she wanted to show people what you looked like, because she thought she liked you at the time, or whatever. Like, who knows how her mind works? But she wasn't out there saying, "Oh, this is his Facebook, this is his number, and all this shit." She wasn't doing that. But yeah.
So basically, this is just, and you just talked to her just recently. And how do you communicate with her? Just through forums and or texts or chats?
Chats and things like that. Yep.
Okay. No text messages.
I have a phone number, but I don't usually send her texts.
Okay, but you have in the past?
A few times, just to get her attention, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, the attention is innocent, and or what kind of, are you just messing
with
her?
Oh, are you asking
her,
if I have interest in her? No, not at all. No, I'm married, dude. I have no interest in her, that's not the kind of person who I would date, no offense to you, but that kind of person is somebody you want to stay the hell away from.
Yeah, no, it's a psycho bitch.
No.
written all over.
She does have a lot of guys who send her a lot of text messages who are interested in her from the forums and whatnot, but she's not interested in any of them.
This is why I'm asking, and this is why this question is popping up, because if this was going on during the time that we were seeing each other, I just want to know from my person, because this whole situation, even with her and her strip club thing and stuff and what happened, I felt bad about my decision of leaving her, but I was still, as far as, you know, just trying to, you know, see what would be good for her, and just kind of just let her deal with her emotions and deal with what's going on. But at the same time, I had a thought of, this is probably something that's happened in the past, and she's doing something to, you know, because I don't believe every victim that has been, you know, sexually assaulted is solely because of the person that's doing the assaulting. It's sometimes, you know, there's certain things that can happen, like maybe at a party where a girl would do some stuff and lead a guy on, maybe teasing him, maybe for her own personal enjoyment or something, or what's going on, and then all of a sudden something kind of ends up happening that she wasn't expecting too fast, and then she calls rape, which it might not have been that case. It might have been just something of just an innocent touching that she was uncomfortable with, but she threw the rape card out, and then, of course, everybody wants to view that as immediate persecution, but maybe it was just as innocent as just, you know, he touched her for a little bit, and then she wasn't uncomfortable because she was so drunk or something, or maybe she kind of came out of it or whatever. Who knows? So with her situation, you know, and this, you know, and for her to go and say whatever she had to say, I'm just curious by, you know, your interaction with her, because if she's been talking to other guys while we've been dating, because I find it very disturbing that she was very quick to jump on the next bandwagon after I had told her that, you know, it was officially over.
I'll be brutally honest with you. From what I know of her and from what she's told me of her history is that, and I'm going to quote her own words here, is that she slept with well over 200 guys, and that she used to sleep with a different guy every night.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, and I don't want to throw judgment at her and say, oh, she's a terrible, disgusting person or whatever like that, because of her history, as far as her childhood goes. But I will say that even if you don't want to judge her on a personal level, you should still stay the hell away from someone like that, purely because that is a dangerous, dangerous person to be around.
Oh, definitely. No, I as far as the magnitude goes, I mean, it's naiveness. Solely, purely naive.
Something that I'll give you And this is sort of weird, just talking to you like a, I don't know.
Yes, it's very strange.
But you seem like a guy, so I'll tell you a little piece of advice, which is always ask someone about their childhood. Always find out what their childhood was. Yeah. Because if someone comes back and says, well, you know, my parents pretty much abandoned me, and my grandparents looked after me, and they abused me, and my mother was found murdered, and this and that and this, and then that's when the alarm bells start going off, because that's when you know this person, I mean, regardless of how good a person they may be, that's going to affect them negatively in some way.
Oh, I already know that.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid to that sense. That's why I made the decisions of what I made, and the conclusions that I came to her personality and who she is and what I want for myself, as well as, you know, for any future little ones that might come down the road.
Right. No, that's so good.
Okay. Interesting. I probably do. Probably got to get back to my job here, and at the same sense, I don't know what to say. I'd rather thank you rather to
don't thank me. It's a fucked up thing, but I hope you can do better.
Move on
from this sort of bullshit. You'll be all right.
That's for sure. It's just you know, with the amount of stuff that she's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'll be all right, though, dude. You'll find someone better, and you know, who is good on the inside, and that's the most important thing.
Oh, completely. All right. Well, thank you, John. Interesting talk.
Yep.
And you take it easy, buddy.
All right. You too, bro. Have a good one.